much money is being spent per voter based on what you just showed?
Yeah, this is where it gets a little bit crazy. So look, let's all sum it up, right? We're talking about a very small slice of the electorate that is being fixated on. Again, 200 million voters plus nationwide. The battleground targeted voters, when you account for the likelihood to vote, as well as those being undecided, we're talking about 5 to 7 million people. So how much is being spent on those folks? Well, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We're talking about $351 million being spent overall. How about spent targeted per voter?
Gosh.
We're talking, look at that.
So what you just watched is a exception to the rule. It's one of the few times that someone in the cable news media, et cetera, corporate media, and keyword corporate, actually comes out and does a story about the inordinate amount of money, the crazy amounts of money that are being paid to elect certain politicians so they will do the bidding of the people who pay them that money, right? That's corruption. But in America, that corruption is legal. You can literally buy a politician these days, and you can even use dark money to do it. In other words, you can do it in such a way so that nobody knows where the money came from. But auspiciously enough, it came from somebody that needed something, right? And they paid it to the politician. So that's just the way the system works, right? And what you just watched was a segment on CNN with Dana Bash and some guy, some guy named Harry, who are just, oh my God, look at these. And the casual way in which they're reporting it, it's almost like, oh my God, look at the dress that J-Lo wore last night. How crazy, right? Look how much money such and such spent, this royal dude or this sheikh, this Arabian sheikh, look how much money he spent. He has 5 limousines, you know? Laugh, shuckle, shuck, all shucks kind of thing. It just makes me angry because that's a legitimate story. What they should be doing is not laughing, but saying, what's going on? What's the problem? What does that cause? What happens when we allow a system to spend $1.5 billion being spent by less than 1% of the population to influence certain politicians, which they want to make sure get elected so that they get what they want from them? That's corruption. So these guys, these two clowns, are sitting there on CNN just all shucking it up, talking about a story that they should be taking very, very seriously. This is a story about corruption, public corruption, which is out of fucking control in this country. I'm sorry. I don't mean to curse, but I mean, it is out of control in this country. The way that politicians are bought in this country, like I don't want to, you know, insult prostitutes, but like cheap prostitutes, you know? I mean, that's a more honorable profession, obviously, than what I think politicians in this country do. And the media is right there with them. So let's continue. I want you to continue hearing this story that CNN is finally doing about public corruption. Go on.
So how much is being spent on those folks? Well, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We're talking about $351 million being spent overall. How about spent targeted per voter?
Gosh.
We're talking, look at that, $50 to $70 per voter. It's unbelievable. I couldn't imagine all those ads. It honestly makes me shiver up, Dana.
Well, you know, I mean, never mind. I was going to say something that I'm not going to say.
So she says there at the end, what? Oh, I've got something I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. Say it! Say it, right? As you say, I'm not going to say it. Well, maybe it's because the crazy truthful thought that she got in her mind for just a minute, maybe what she should have said is, that's how I stay employed. Her salary is paid because of this. She works. The money that CNN makes comes in because of this. CNN doesn't make money most of the year selling diapers like the rest of the cable news stations do. They make their money during the political campaign seasons, and especially during the presidential campaign season. Something like 70 or 80% of their proceeds come in from these campaign ads, from political ads. So this is how she lives. So if she were honest, she'd say, well, but she can't. When she caught herself, I almost had a feeling that she wanted to say the truth, that the truth almost accidentally came out. And that is, hey, Harry, by the way, congratulations. It's because of this money that you're so shocked about, right? That you work, that you're able to get a paycheck, a ridiculous paycheck for millions of dollars that these people like Dana Bash make, right? That's what should be said. That so here's how it works, right? I mean, I'll dot all the I's for you and cross all the T's and put this little circle together. So certain people want certain things from certain politicians. So they give the certain politicians money so that they can get the certain thing that they want. It's called influence, right? It's really called legal corruption, because that should not be allowed, but we allow it in this country in droves, and it gets worse every year, right? But what do you think that money really goes to? Think about it. That money is paid to the politician. The politician hires an advertising company that specializes in political campaigns. And that money then goes to do commercials on CNN. Those commercials on CNN is what CNN uses, back to the circle, to pay Dana Bash's salary and Anderson Cooper's salary and all those other people. So just ask yourself then, do you think that Anderson Cooper and Dana Bash or this hairy clown or any of these other people are going to go out there and tell you, oh, by the way, this is a really bad thing. Less than 1% of the population is influencing who you vote for and controlling who wins elections in this country. Of course they're not. Of course they're not going to say that. Of course they're not going to report that, which is why it continues in many ways. Because not only in many ways are the people who are buying elections in the United States buying the politicians and choosing who's going to lead you and make decisions for you. And by the way, they're really making decisions not for you, but for them. But they're also influencing the media, because the media gets the money. And that's why this shit doesn't change. And that's why we have ungodly amounts of political corruption in this country. And you just saw it right there. When I watched that piece, I said, oh my God, look, CNN's actually going to do a piece on political corruption. No, they're not. They treated it like it was a joke, like a J-Lo dress or some guy showing off how much money he had. Oh, right? That's wrong. And you need to know about it. Journalistically speaking, one of the biggest problems we have right now in how we're supposed to be getting our information in this country is that we can't trust the people who are supposed to be giving us the information. And that's a big reason why. What you just saw right there. Sorry to have to be the guy that brings you the truth, but I've been there. And when I call this show Journalistically Speaking, it's because I'm coming from this world. I know what it was like at CNN when I started to try and do stories where I challenged why it was that certain politicians were making certain decisions after being paid. I would look up who's giving them money, who put money in their campaigns, who were their donors. And then I'd find out they'd make decisions that oftentimes aligned with those donors. And it was not long after that that I got my walking papers from CNN out of here, right? This is the stuff we got to pay attention to as Americans, those of us who love this country. I'm Rick Sanchez. This is Journalistically Speaking. I call it J-Speak. Tell me what you think. If you think I'm full of shit, tell me as well. But you know what? Do me a favor, because I just started this thing. It'd be nice to have some people viewing it. And we're growing pretty quick. Subscribe.